Blog Talk Radio.
Jamal Seymour, we're live on Sunday Brunch, RHL Ministry Radio. We're waiting on him to call in. He's playing around on media. He's like super in media. Jamal has three or four radio broadcasts. He's like all over television. He's on TBN. He's everywhere. We just love Jamal. He teaches us a great lesson about pushing each other forward in the atmosphere. And so we just keep me that. Come back, wherever you're at. Jamal Seymour, God's messenger. We love you. He's still talking to me. Lord Jesus. I'm live on the radio, talking to you in the inbox. This, he preachers. apostle going to do with them? What is apostle going to do with the preachers? We love them, and then I'm going to choke them. There he is. Jamal, is that you?
That's me. I've been trying to get in touch with you.
Glory to God, it's God's messenger.
Hey,
you know,
what's
I'm going
just on?
Go ahead.
What's going on, Apostle Natalie Young? It's a wonderful, wonderful blessing to hear your voice.
Yes, it's a blessing to hear yours, too. You know, I was telling the audience while we waited on you to get in the box. So how fantastic you are with media and marketing and, you know, pushing yourself through the atmosphere and pushing others through the atmosphere through your media. There's not a time that he doesn't have his phone posting and watching the atmosphere for all of us and putting out the information about music and artistry and where he's at and where he's going. And we just love you for that. I just wanted to say that.
Wow, thank you. That's a blessing. It's nothing like
right.
The journey. You know, people think that you just end up places, but nah, the word of God says faith without works is dead. And the word of God says that your gift will make room for you. So there's some things that are written in that word of God that we have to apply in our lives as, you know, as ministers, as people just who are saved, who love God, because faith without works is dead. So people can't hear about God's messenger if they don't see and hear about God's messenger. You gotta do what you will pay another person to do. You gotta invest in yourself before you expect someone else to invest in you.
And that was a powerful word. That was a powerful word. He just reached into the spirit and yanked it. They have been teaching me that I have to focus on me, that you are the star of your show, and you have to push yourself. And I'm
right.
Like, I don't do that. But it's so uncomfortable for me in my own humbleness. And you may not think that I'm humble the way I preach, but my preaching is not my personality. You know, my anointing
okay.
is not my personality. And so they said, you have a bold presence. And I'm like, well, I don't feel like that. You know, I'm just there loving God, right?
I hear you, but you know, the thing about it is that, how can I say this? You're humble and all that good stuff, but still, it's like you mentioned marketing, and you mentioned networking, and you mentioned serving, and that's all it is. That's all it is. The bottom line, like God said, the servant amongst you will be the greatest among you. So if we could just humble ourselves and serve the artists, and serve these others, we're really serving ourselves, to be honest with you, because God is going to
mm-hmm.
elevate you. God's going to elevate you for serving them. You know, and you know, you reap what you sow. There you go again. It all boils back to coming back to you, the individual. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing. I believe in you. You're a wonderful woman of God. And I believe in you, so you know you got my support.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, I've been serving like this for 3 years, just pushing y'all. And so I enjoy doing it. It's no big thing to me. It's just saying you're becoming a personality. You know, you have a strong presence. You got to focus on your career. And I'm like, but, you know, I'm getting it. So you posted the other day. Right. I said, he taught me that. He taught me to, if you don't serve others, then it won't happen for you. So I was right,
right.
there.
That's the key.
Right there
that. Servanthood is the key. Let me break it down, because I think of people who come up with inventions. All they're doing is serving, you know, serving people. If you come up with a telephone, someone who created a telephone, what he did was serve a lot of people, serve a need, supply the need. There's a need. If you can get and put something in that need, that place to help others, to serve others, it can make you a billionaire. The key is to serve people. Come up with that thing. It's like right now, your radio show fits in a place where it can help somebody. It serves a need. So now you just
mm-hmm.
got to work your ministry, work this radio show, and get it out there. You know, you could pay people to do it. You could do it yourself. You could do both, pay and do yourself, you know, because what you're doing is you're supplying a need. And in the meantime, there's going to be money flowing your way because you're in a position where you're helping people.
Mm-hmm. You know, you said we have to invest in ourselves, and that's one of the things we talk about on our new show, Social Justice Initiative, that we protect, we inform, we invest, and then we help. And the investment in ourselves, even though it looks like we're pouring everything into ourselves, we're actually hosting and investing into other lives.
Right.
And I've seen so many artists that have come on RHL Ministry Radio at their fresh beginning, at their new beginning, and then go national. And
right.
So I'm always real happy to see them do that. I'm
right.
always
right.
real happy to see them do that.
I agree.
That investment, it's an investment. It's an investment both ways, for them and for us. So it hit my spirit when you said it. I'm excited.
I agree. Investing in yourself is key. I mean, how can you expect someone else to invest in you when you ain't investing in you? So you got to stop
mm-hmm.
investing in you to show other people that you even believe in yourself, that you're willing
mm-hmm.
to we'll say, pay for radio time, take your mind in the studio, look for some nice clothes to wear, and when you take a photo shoot or pay for the photo shoot, you do all that until someone else sees what you're doing and then acknowledges what you're doing, and then they'll want to invest in you to make money. And that's all about making money too now, because even though we're Christians, God said be men of business, God wants us to make money, to make profit. No, that's good. No, you should get some money. You should get some money. Look, everybody. I mean, that's why we're in the business. We're in the business. See, ministry and business, they go hand in hand. You know, yes,
mm-hmm.
you want to minister the gospel. Yes, you want to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, you want to proclaim the gospel to nations. But, you know, ministry comes at a price. You have to buy clothes and socks and underwears and plane tickets and hotels and food to eat while you're on the road. That stuff costs money. So, you know, you have to have finances and to do what you're called to do. Jesus Christ himself, the Son of God, had a treasurer. Now, why would a Son of God have a treasurer? And the reason being is because they was having crusades. There was money coming into the ministry. And if you don't have a treasurer, then you ain't got no money. Jesus Christ had a treasurer who would steal out of the money. So there was money being made. People were giving up offerings. And when he had those 5,000 people and all the people, he was feeding the kids and all that, he was going from place to place to place. They were taking up offerings, and they was making money, period. And the word of God says money answers all things. Now, money doesn't answer every single thing, but money answers all things. And the Bible also talks about that God wants to bless us. He's given us the power to get wealth. So why would he give us the power to get wealth if he didn't want us to have wealth? Because the word of God also says, leave an inheritance for your children's children. Now, leaving $100 is not an inheritance. I'm talking about your children's children. That's your grandkids. You should do so much great things in the earth that your grandkids are eating off of what God has done through you and in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
We don't start talking about money. We're talking
mm-hmm.
about blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and God wants us blessed to be a blessing. He won't just bless you so you can have the blessings and keep it all to yourself and be stuck up and high-minded. That's not the way God works. God blesses you so you can be a blessing.
I think I heard fear when you said that.
Mm-hmm.
People are afraid. When I reached out for RHL and grabbed a property for the purpose of the community, not for me. People think
mm-hmm.
of wealth as for you. Well, we want RHL to serve the community. And so when all the paperwork was finished, I made sure both of my children had copies. And the response was from an outsider, are you trying to scare me? And I to myself, that's not scriptural. The Bible mm-hmm. says that we get wealth as an inheritance for our children. So that let me know, like, they were way off. Like,
mm-hmm.
I knew something was wrong, right? it's way off. I mean, it's just way off what you would normally think. It was so carnal. And so I'm learning that a lot of times it's just fear that keeps us from moving forward.
Right.
Whether that fear is derived from jealousy or envy or strife, it's still a type of fear that
mm-hmm.
would keep you from moving forward in the atmosphere or keep someone else from moving forward in the atmosphere.
Right. And you know that God didn't give us a spirit of fear. So that fear is not
right.
coming from that fear is not coming from God trying to stop you from being blessed. That's the enemy sending that spirit of fear. And God doesn't want
mm-hmm.
us to be afraid to be wealthy. Now let me clarify that now. Now God doesn't want the money to have possession over us or rulership or dominion over us. God wants us to have ruler and dominionship over the money. God says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Now that means he don't want us to love it, to covet after it, but it never said, I don't want you to want it, I don't want you to have it, I don't want you to possess it. God just says, I don't want you to love it. Ah, man. Sorry about that noise. Step out for a minute.
Hey, it's a whistle.
Yeah, hey, but.
That's your clarion warning, audience.
Let me step out for a minute. All right.
That was your clarion warning, audience. Don't be in love with money.
Oh yeah. Don't never love the money. But there's nothing wrong with having money or possessing money. You know, having control, being blessed with it, use it as a tool that it is. But once you begin to love it, then you're in a whole different state of mind. To you would kill for it, steal for it, lie for it, cheat for it, and that's not what God wants us to do. God wants us to earn it. God will bless us. Because God is a God of multiplication. He'll multiply a dollar, multiply $2, $5, $10,000. You know, that's the kind of God we serve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was contemplating paying my tithe in advance before I got it today. And so, I guess that's my confirmation. Just pay the tithe and just, you know, don't even worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
just God.
Yeah, he got you. He has you. Because you have to do it in faith. It requires faith. And it requires obedience. They both work together. You can't do one without the other. Because if you don't walk out in faith, you'll be disobedient.
Right.
And obedience requires faith. My gosh. I'm so happy you're here because you teach us so much. And he doesn't teach, his posts teach, and his words teaches, and his music teaches. But if you just watch Jamal, if you just watch God's Messenger, you can learn just a lot by just watching him, just following him around. Watch what he does in the industry. Watch what he posts, when he posts in the atmosphere, and you know that it's like right from the spiritual hip at the time it's needed. And that's another thing.
Right.
I just pay attention to that. And so I've been like following him around for like 3 years. And he don't get mad at me. He just lets me. I say crazy stuff.
Well, we're the same family. We're in the same family of Christ. And I think as God blesses us, we ought to share what God has blessed us. Because there's no competition. And again, it's servanthood. If you serve, you know, you're going to reap what you sow. The doors are going to open just by me trying to be a blessing, trying to lift up the word of God, I mean, lift up Christ through teaching, through preaching, through singing, through rapping, through the books, through the television show, the radio, et cetera. Just keep pushing, keep on the grind, stay persistent, and just trust God to bring to pass that which he has promised you.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
And that's how the doors open. That's how the doors open. You know, there's these dispensation of this time of technology, of the web. That's an amazing tool that was created so we could go on, and I can reach Africa right now in Boston, Massachusetts by sitting on my butt and pressing a button. So that stuff is good. Just post.
It's
send,
huge.
Send your content. Oh, yeah, it is. It is.
I don't think how huge. I don't think people, and I want to talk about you older people. Because we're older too, really. But
right.
We just, our spirits are younger. But
mm-hmm.
we can reach millions of people in a millisecond.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I'm like, why would I want to worry God about a big old church with a $20,000 light bill and I got to pay $15,000 for one light bulb? And all the trouble and the insurance and, oh, my gosh. Do people realize what it takes to run a ministry?
Shoot. Just to run an independent gospel label, or just to run your ministry as in, you don't say you don't have a building, you don't have a church. Just a gospel artist to run that type of ministry, going to the studio, going from A to B, hotels, food, photo shoot. It takes money.
Right.
It really does. Takes the peso, the dinero.
Mhm.
Go ahead.
The dinero.
Yeah, the dinero. You telling who?
I was telling the artist that they have to have like an expense account for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That what you need has to be pulled from that expense account. And I know that
mm-hmm.
because I was in marketing all my life. And
right.
It doesn't have to be a lot, but if you need to buy a new tool, a new media tool, or set yourself up with a new media tool, you need to do it the absolute best at the least expense that you can, because it helps push you through the atmosphere. It's just a part of investing in you.
Right.
You have to invest in you. And so I do all this stuff on barely nothing, but I try to make sure that I do all of it, and I fuss at you sometimes. I said, I'm not doing that. He tried to get me on, what was that thing, that video thing?
Which one?
Glock.
Which video? Oh, yeah.
Jamal tries to get me on Glide for a year now, and I download it and say, I'm not putting that in my phone. It burns up my phone. I got to worry about getting a new battery, and then I got to get a new plug. And see, that's how women think. They think, like, way down the line, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How many times am I going to have to replace this phone if I keep downloading all these apps? Well,
mm-hmm.
I ran into that this week. I had so many apps in the phone that the phone wouldn't charge. It was taking over 24 hours to charge. So I just went in and I took my security and I started cleaning it. I started
mm-hmm.
removing apps that I don't use that my phone upgrades by itself.
Mm.
And lo and behold, the phone was fully charged 100% in 45 minutes.
Nice.
Right?
Right.
So now you only use the apps that you need, or you're going to have to buy a more expensive phone that can take more data.
Right.
And hold more information. And
right.
so, right. And so, but you have to look at that. And when you look at managing all this stuff, you have to look at what you really need. We all need an electronic bio. God's messenger, Jamal Seymour, has the most fabulous digital bio I have ever seen. It's like a blast. When you open it up, it just catches you. And I've never seen one like that. And so when I pitch a digital bio, I always pitch your bio. You need to take a look at this. You need to take a look at this. This is way, 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 way out there. This is what you want to build yourself up to. I actually use you like it. Is that okay?
Wow. No. I mean, hold on 1 second. I mean, that's a blessing. My digital press kit was done by my distribution company, the company that signed me when I was trying to shop for a deal. They're the ones
mm-hmm.
that put together my digital press kit. But it is, I've learned in this business, and I'm still learning, is that you need content. In other words, when you do a digital press kit, you need to have something to give these people to put in your web page or your digital press kit. So in other words, they're going to need a picture. They're going to need more than one picture. But let's just say, let's start off with one picture. So if they're going to need a picture of you, then you need to, as an artist or your manager, should make sure when you go take these pictures at a professional location with a makeup artist, with the right lights, with brand new clothes, you know, whatever the vision is, but make sure it's done in excellence. So then now when you go to this photo shoot, you're going to get more than one picture. You're going to get several pictures. Just pick out the best pictures of the pictures that they were taking. So now you have content. Now you can bring to these digital people who put together these press kits and give them a picture. But then you're going to need bio. So then you're going to need a story about you. That's more content. Then if you shot a video, that's more content. So now you can shop your video to these networks that are playing gospel videos or secular videos or inspirational videos. So these radio stations and these people need content. I mean, you want to get on a television show, TBN or Alamo Vision, any of these gospel television programs, they want content. They want to hear the song, so you need a song. When you do the song, you want to go in the studio and make sure that's done in excellence as well. Not a rinky-dinky studio, but go into a place where they can mix your song, record your vocals, and do your harmonies. Do it all in excellence, because content is very important to have to submit to these other shows so you can get on as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So content is very important.
Did we lose you?
I didn't hear what you said. Apostle.
Jamal.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
We're at our 1 minute warning anyway. We're going to close out. We'll see you next Sunday for Sunday brunch, but we're going to take a break and be right back for 15 more minutes of this segment, but we're going to leave live on the air.
Okay.
It's insane. We got some warfare going on in the atmosphere. A little warfare going on. Just hold on, audience. We got you. We're going to be right back in a second. Hold on, audience. Jamal, if you can hear me, hang up and call back in.
You got it.
It's a little warfare going on. I just got kicked out of the studio. We're coming back in. We're going to give it special attention. That's a powerful interview with Jamal Seymour. He's teaching us. We love him for that. Oh, it's gone. Well, we love you. We'll see you next week on Sunday brunch. That was a powerful segment. We're going to close out. Because we know the devil didn't want you to hear this. With Jamal Seymour, God's messenger, the devil don't want you to hear me. Thank you.
Your name ain't found in the book of life. Your chapters in the left.